Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I'm a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always most important, a real person. Welcome to my world. On today's episode, I want to talk about you versus you. Yeah. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty of what's really holding us back from where we should be, who we should be, and what we should be doing, aka purpose. For those that don't know, I have a brand called Did You Pray that I started in 2016. And the reason behind that brand was because whenever my friends would ask for advice, my response was always the same. Well, did you pray? And it kind of just stuck with me. So anytime they came and they were going to ask a question, they already knew, wait, I know what you're going to say, Christina. Did you pray? I'm like, yeah, did you? But here's the deal, guys. Can I be completely honest with you? Because that's what this is all about. Sometimes I forget to pray. Oh my gosh, total shocker. Don't be alarmed. Listen, life is going to happen. It always does. I mean, you know Murphy's Law. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's just what it is. And just the other day, matter of fact, Friday, I was getting ready to leave work. Well, I was leaving work, actually, and I was rushing home to come back to the airport to catch a flight by a certain time. I last minute decided to take a trip that was really, really important to me. And it took an act of faith and some angels to push me to make this decision. I needed to, you know, God to show up, and God shows up through people. So lesson number one, if someone is telling you something, right, and it's in alignment with something you've been praying for, that's God answering your prayer, because God uses people to speak to us. Do not shun the blessing. Do not shun the messenger, because you may be blocking the very thing you've been asking for. Keep that in mind. And so I was rushing to get home, pack my bag, and get back to the airport, and my car decides to cut out. And I'm sitting in the car, and I'm like, oh my gosh. First of all, I'm totally embarrassed that my car has cut out. And then I'm also annoyed. Like, I only had a limited amount of time to get back to this airport. And one of my friends, she came, she saw that I was stuck. Her and another coworker, they tried to help me. Unfortunately, the car just would not kick. It wouldn't start enough for it to move. And she asked me, did you pray? And I said, I didn't. She says, well, you need to be praying right now. And she was right, right? Like, the very thing that I believe in, the very thing that I know works, I did not do. I didn't do it. And it's kind of the same thing when it comes to life. Like, we'll know what to do, but we just don't do it. And then we wonder why things aren't happening. Why can't I get over this? Why can't I get through this? Why am I stuck in the same place? Because what you're supposed to be doing, you're not doing. You are in the way of you. But instead of us realizing that we're in the way of our own issues, we kind of blame everyone else and everything else. Oh, it's the kids, it's my spouse, it's my job, it's this, it's that, blah, blah, blah. No, it's you. You are the issue. And we got to take a moment to just stop, look at ourselves in the mirror and say, why am I blocking myself? Why won't I move? As a matter of fact, I had someone who responded to an Instagram post I put the other day, and they said that they were praying for God to give them grace and something else. I don't remember if it was grace and favor, but I remember vividly the word grace, so that they can they can do better or move forward or something to that nature. And I'm like, no, you're praying for the absolute wrong thing, because grace is what's called undeserved favor. That has nothing to do with taking action. If you want to get somewhere, you've got to make a move. So literally, if you start moving your feet or moving your hands or whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, once you start to do that, then God gets to work. God doesn't get to work prior to that. Like, he's already has everything set up in alignment for what you want. But if you're not making the move, if you're not picking up the phone and making that call, if you're not typing up that letter, if you're not writing that book, if you're not taking the actions to get to where you're supposed to be, you are in the way of you. It has nothing to do with circumstance. It has nothing to do with your situation. It has nothing to do with that, because all of those things, the kids, the spouse, the job, the money, all of those things were already going to happen anyway. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to happen to make you better, to make you stronger and wiser. So if you're avoiding these things, you're actually going backwards. So take a moment and realize, like I said, go to the mirror, have a conversation with yourself. What is it that I'm stopping myself from? Why am I stopping myself from this? And get a pen and paper and write this stuff down. That's another issue. A lot of us have everything stuck in our head. There's so much going on in our heads, if that makes sense. But there's so many things going through our heads that all these thoughts are just like fighting each other, and they're combating, and then you're confused. And hey, let me tell you right now, God is not the author of confusion. So if you're confused, that's red flag right there that you are blocking you. Take a moment, breathe, have that one-on-one conversation with yourself. Write down whatever comes to mind, get it out, and then pray about it. Ask God for guidance. Ask him for deliverance. Ask him for discernment. Who am I supposed to be around? Who am I not supposed to be around? Where should I be? Where should I not be? Those are the things you should be asking for. But again, you have to make a move. So, with that said, I'm going to end this podcast here, because I've got moves to make, and I can't be sitting here encouraging you and not doing what I need to do. Please believe anything that I tell you, I'm practicing myself. I'm being a steward of my own word, which is another thing. Stop encouraging people to do things that you're not doing. Stop being out here motivational speakers, but you ain't motivating yourself. Please stop. I mean, really, it is so annoying for people to, yes, and you can do it, and da 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 da. And you're sitting at home and you're behind it, you're not doing a thing with your own life. Please stop faking the funk, because guess what? Your results will show, or your actions will show through your results. So if you have no results, you're clearly not doing anything. So work on you. Nothing wrong with working on you and helping others, but please make sure you're working on you. Okay, let's be good stewards of our words and stop blowing into space and taking up space and not doing more. We have so much purpose inside of us. We're not here by accident. Like, we were created in the likeness of God. Have you checked out my God lately? Like, he's so dope. So how could you not be dope? How could you not be special? How could you not be made in his image? How not? It's not possible. So go out there, make something happen. And if it doesn't work, try something else. You don't have to be perfect. Just got to get started. Don't forget, you can always connect with me on thechristinadanielle.com. You can connect with me also on Facebook as Christina Stewart, Instagram, 3_123, Christina Danielle. And if you want to know more about Did You Pray, you can also find that on didyoupray.bigcartel.com. Talk to you later, friends. Don't forget, have that conversation, you versus you.